I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning and glad to welcome our visitors and our guests. We're glad you're here and hope you'll come and join us again. Let me remind you that we have our Lenten worship this Wednesday at 7 o'clock and the meal beforehand is at 6. The meal is barbecue this week, so be ready for that. Also be ready that our photography for our new pictorial directory starts this week. And I believe out there in the narthex, they have the sheets that have when your appointment is and all that. Angie, do you know, are they going to do a reminder?
Yes, but if you have your phone number or your email, just send when you register, you'll get your email or phone call.
Okay, so you'll get an email or a phone call reminder if you have any of those. And so if you still don't have an appointment and would like one, make sure you talk to Angie and we'll get you on the list. There's an announcement in your Go and Serve about there are some people who have expressed concerns about passing the peace and sharing the peace in this time of communicable disease. There are some suggestions in there and reminders in there about things you can do to continue to be safe. Also would like to give a big thank you to all those who came and helped load the truck for Williamsburg County on Friday. It was a full truck and makes a huge difference. They were very excited. And then another thank you to our safety team who came on Saturday and started trimming some of our shrubbery back. And I told them the other day, I said, guys, it looks horrible. So it looks great. It's exactly what we need, but it does not look good right now. But it will eventually. But they did a great job. Did pretty much that whole side all the way down that side of the parking lot yesterday morning. Thank you all so much for doing that. You'll also notice an announcement about it's Quillo time again, and the Quillo squares are in the basket in the narthex, and you're invited to take them. I understand if you've never done one before, there are instructions in each bag, and many of you have done them before, and you already know what to do. So anyway, that's all out there. I want you to know how thoughtful the staff has been, because we knew that with losing an extra hour of sleep, you would want to be able to sleep during the sermon today, so we scheduled Amanda to preach. All right, your turn. Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Snacks, and it'll be
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. I'm sorry. I was sleeping.
You were sleeping. Yeah.
Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who is present, who gives life, who calls into existence the things that do not exist. Amen. If you were to keep watch over sins, O Lord, who could stand? Yet with you is forgiveness, and so we confess. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned away from you knowingly and unknowingly. We have wandered from your resurrection life. We have strayed from your love for all people. Turn us back to you, O God. Give us new hearts and right spirits that we may find what is pleasing to you and dwell in your house forever. Amen. Receive the good news. God turns to you in love. I will put my spirit in you and you shall live, says our God. All your sin is forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the free and abounding gift of God's grace for you. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Leader and guide. In the waters of baptism, you bring us to new birth to live as your children. Strengthen our faith in your promises, that by your Spirit we may lift up your life to all the world through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
I'd like to invite the children to come forward for a children's sermon. Good morning. How is everyone this morning? Yeah, I have one of these for everybody. Do you want one for you? exactly understand every single little thing. Because there's a lot of things that I don't understand about God and about the world. But does God know?
Yeah.
God knows everything, right? And that helps me when I can't figure out the puzzle or when I can't understand something about God. It helps me feel better that God knows and that God is the one who created heaven. It's pretty wonderful, right? Hey, let's pray together. And then you guys can take these with me, you think. Dear God, we're so thankful that you know what's going on with everything and everyone, even when we have questions or even when we don't understand. God, be with us always, today and forever. And all God's children say, amen. Thanks so much for coming up. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You'll sit there. Okay. Thank you for this tour.
The first lesson is a reading from the 12th chapter of Genesis. The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The second lesson is from the fourth chapter of Romans. What then are we to say was gained by Abraham, our ancestor, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now to one who works, wages are not reckoned as a gift, but as something due. But to one who without work trusts him who justifies the ungodly, such faith is reckoned as righteousness. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there violation. For this reason, it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of all of us, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
A curious Pharisee visits Jesus by night to learn from the teacher his friends reject. Jesus speaks to him about life in the Spirit and the kingdom of God. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do the signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, how can anyone be born after having grown old? Can anyone enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said this to you. You must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you will hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you. Christ.
Please be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Lord, our Rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. As a kid, I loved riddles. I enjoyed challenges that made me think differently about words, and maybe differently about the lens with which I look at the world. Do you like riddles?
No?
Well, we're going to try some riddles. So, this section over here, here's your riddle to think about, and you can talk amongst yourselves. You ready? What word is spelled wrong in the dictionary? Okay, so that's your riddle, that section. Okay, this next section over there, here's your riddle, and you can talk amongst yourselves. What is full of holes but still holds water? Okay, so you can talk amongst yourselves about that one. This section right here, here's yours. You have the hard one. All right, so in the rare occasion when today comes before yesterday, what am I? I'm the rare occasion when today comes before yesterday. What am I? And choir, don't think I forgot you. Here's your riddle. I have cities but no houses. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I? So think on those for a second. Now, Pastor Gary's probably sleeping back there, so I didn't have one for you. All right. So think on those. Talk to your neighbor about those for a second. Any ideas? Do you have some ideas of what it might be? Yeah? Well, we'll come up with a group consensus from your section of the congregation. Yes, I can give you yours again. Okay, so choir. I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I? Anybody else need it repeated? Wow, Laurel thinks she knows all of them. Awesome. So let each section answer for themselves, okay? And then we'll check with you and see if everybody... Okay, all right, this group over here. Do you have some ideas? So let me repeat theirs. What word is spelled wrong in the dictionary?
Wrong.
Very good. The actual word wrong, W-R-O-N-G. Excellent. Laurel, were they right? Yep, they were right. Okay. Or they were wrong because it's wrong. Never mind. All right, so this section. What is full of holes but still holds water? A sponge. Are they right, Laurel? Yep, you guys are right. Very good. You guys are good at riddles. All right, this group. I'm the rare occasion when today comes before yesterday. What am I?
The dictionary.
Very, very good. All right. Okay, choir. No pressure, but all the other sections have gotten theirs correct. You think you got it? Just slightly, yeah. All right, what do you think? A map. Are they right, Laurel? You are right. Good job. You guys are good at riddles. All right. So with all of these riddles, you know, it sounded to me like the gospel for today seemed a little rather riddle-like. With Jesus talking about all of these things, we hear about darkness and water, spirit and wind, being flesh and being born, hearing yet not seeing, heaven and the world. It sounds like a riddle because Nicodemus, the man asking questions, never really got a straight answer from Jesus, did he? So Nicodemus was one of the Pharisees, one of the Jewish leaders of that time. And most Pharisees challenged Jesus' teachings and authority. Yet Nicodemus comes to see Jesus, to ask questions. But he comes in the night, in the cover of darkness, when he was much less likely to be seen. Was he afraid? Did he not want the other Pharisees to see him speaking to Jesus? Or is the idea of darkness a metaphor for disbelief or confusion? Maybe it's a little of all of those things. Because there certainly is a reason why Nicodemus wouldn't want others seeing him talking with Jesus. And the conversation they have is very confusing. Jesus talks about seeing the kingdom of God and being born from above, but he also says people are born of water and spirit. Flesh is flesh, spirit is spirit. People hear the wind, but do not know where it came from or where it's going to go. Nicodemus can't keep up with where Jesus is taking this conversation. The questions that Nicodemus is able to muster have to do with the literal words that Jesus is saying. How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can anyone enter a second time into their mother's womb and be born? How can these things be? Nicodemus is hearing the words, but he's missing the point. He's caught up in those little technicalities from a human perspective. I think we can be like Nicodemus from time to time. We get caught up in the technicalities of faith. Who's in, who's out, who decides? The pecking order of sins. Are my sins worse than your sins? The historical accuracy of the Bible, or the lack thereof. What words did Jesus actually say? Which words might be paraphrased? Worship can only be traditional. Wait, some, it's only contemporary. You have to commune, contribute, and be confirmed to truly be a part of a faith community. Well, maybe, maybe not. We get caught up in the technicalities as well. Where did those technicalities get Nicodemus? He seems to just fade from this story. We never hear where he ends up on that dark night of conversation with Jesus. Now, if we kept reading in the Gospel of John, we'd hear that Nicodemus would come to Jesus' defense among the other Pharisees in chapter 7. And in chapter 19, he's with another secret disciple to prepare Jesus' body for burial after the crucifixion. But I wonder, was it those technicalities of being born again that kept Nicodemus secretly following Jesus? No, I don't think so. Is it technicalities of faith that define our relationship with God? I don't think that's true either. We tend to be so concerned with what we're doing and with what we understand. However, we really must first look at what God is doing and how God interacts with the world. At the end of our gospel reading for today, we hear a verse about God that may be very well known to some of you. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Oftentimes we stop with just that one verse, but the next one is important. Verse 17 says, indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So what is God up to in these two verses? God is loving the world. God is saving the world. And let's be clear about this. God is not consulting the world in this matter. God doesn't even bother letting our worry of technicalities enter into the equation. God is loving the world and saving the world, no matter what the world has to say about it. God's love is unconditional, It's undeserved, and it incorporates all. God loves you. God loves me. God loves each and every person, no matter how we choose to feel about it. You are God's beloved. The world and everything in it is God's beloved creation. When we feel stuck in what feels like confusing riddles, when we feel weighed down by the technicalities and constraints that we place on ourselves and each other, we need to remember that God is so much bigger than we can even comprehend. The interaction between God and humanity is more about God's movement toward us instead of the minute details that we worry over. God's interaction with the world overshadows any of the questions of doubt we may have. God's love is so, so big. You are God's beloved. I am God's beloved. Nicodemus is God's beloved. Every person on earth, past, present, and future, is God's beloved child. Creation itself is God's work, named and claimed as beloved beyond measure, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the dead, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, we come before you from the many journeys of our lives, having walked different paths, having come from different places, and yet our destination is the same. Our destination is you. Fill our hunger for you. Remind us that we are your beloved children. Unite us as your people all over the world and give us your peace. Lord, in your mercy, loving God, you know our steps often take us on paths we shouldn't trod. Forgive us when we stray away from you. Guide us to walk in your way, to live in care and concern for each other, and to be faithful to you always. Lord, in your mercy, comforting Savior, sometimes the paths of our lives are hard. So many face illness or trouble. So often we struggle with worries and fears. So many are lonely or lost. Give your comfort and help to all those in need. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, God of life, as we go through our lives, walk with us. Thank you for your love, which is never far from us. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent Jesus for our salvation. May we walk through our lives confident and sure that we are yours forever. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Holy and generous host, you set a table where we feast as friends. Prepare us to witness to your goodness
with every gift you have given us
to share, that all people may know your peace through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of power.
Which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, living God, for the body and blood of your Son, which sustains us in the wilderness and the garden alike. As Christ has loved us in this feast, so send us to love Christ in our neighbors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
trying to.
Just take that, I get this.
She's got her plenty.